A sunny high 93. The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time now for Dan the Insurance Man, your go-to guy for answers on all of your insurance questions for when life happens. And now, here's Dan Tuchman. Dan, the Insurance Man.
It's Tuesday afternoon at WBOB. That means insurance is the topic. And here's the man, the expert, the myth, the legend. He's here this afternoon, and he's messing with his microphone. It's Dan, it's, and it's kind of hard to concentrate today. It's so gorgeous out today.
I know. It is an absolutely beautiful day. Yeah. Absolutely gorgeous. And it's not too hot outside either.
It's not, actually lower humidity in Florida.
Yeah, I know.
Right. People thought they were in San Diego all the last couple of days here. And it's actually, just looking at the recent forecast, I know this isn't part of your show, but we do inform here, since it is a live show, that looks like we may be rain-free through Sunday.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, really nice. But Dan, it's your turn now. We've got some insurance info, and I know you've got a lot to talk about today.
I do. So if you have if you're listening to the program and you want to call in, give us a call at 904-831-0600. That's 831-0600. And again, don't worry about what your insurance question is. Regardless of what I'm talking about, you can ask me any insurance question you want. I am happy to provide you the answer. So today's show, we're going to kind of pick up where we left off last week. I'm going to talk about the Affordable Care Act and some of the changes that are in there. I'm going to talk about a little bit about Medicare, some of the changes that are happening. There's a couple of, I want to call it PSAs, some public service announcements that people should be aware of regarding Medicare. So we're going to kind of go over that as well. We're going to talk about some life insurance because I still get people calling me thinking that, and I still talk to people about life insurance, and they keep thinking that it's unaffordable for them, and that's not necessarily true. So we're gonna kind of go over a little bit of life insurance later on in the show as well.
That's a great thing. Of course, it's always on every generation's mind. Now, have you seen in your career any change? I mean, are younger people signing up earlier for the elective of having life insurance?
No, you know, the truth is that life insurance has only gotten cheaper. The cost of life insurance has only gotten cheaper over the years. I mean, 30 years ago, the rates, you would be saying, wow, if you saw the comparison of the rates 30 years ago versus today.
So it is much more affordable now.
It is. It is much more affordable because people are living longer. Mm-hmm. Therefore, the actuarial tables show a longevity, a longer life, which means that the cost of the insurance
is less.
Is less.
Right, because there seems to be less risk for the insurance companies.
That's correct. So therefore, the rates go down because the risk is less.
Mm.
So, we'll go over some like little tips and tricks about life insurance, things that you should know and things you should ask about and be aware of when you're going to go shopping for it. And we're going to talk about a little bit about Medicare as well and some of the stuff that's happening.
Yeah, it's almost October.
That's right, October 1st.
Less than a week.
That's right, and less than a week. But there's a few things that I've gotten some notifications about, so I'm going to kind of share those. You're going to be getting letters from certain insurance companies if you've got their plans on what I'm going to mention. So you're going to receive that same information from the insurance company if you have one of those plans in their annual notice of change letter,
right,
which is where they say, hey, these are our upcoming changes for the new year.
And if I remember correctly, you told us several weeks ago, now that open enrollment, as it does every year, starts in October, right?
That's correct. October 15th mm-hmm. is when you can start submitting applications. October 1st is when you can actually go to an agent and start talking about it. So, you know, there's going to be, there's quite a bit that's going to be happening here in a little less than a week, because, you know, October 1st is literally, a week from today.
And you will be seeing more spots on television about what each company is offering. That's in this season, that's become,
That is correct.
Pretty noticeable.
you're going to see more commercials about Medicare than you have been seeing. And you're going to start receiving, every day you're going to receive anywhere from, I want to say, three to six pieces of mail every day.
Oh, yeah.
In the mail from now on about Medicare and about switching, you know, about considering switching your plans.
Right. If you are an active Medicare enrollee, then that's
right.
They've already got you targeted.
That is correct, because now, you know, they want you to come off of the plan you're on, and they want you to come on to the insurance companies want you to leave whoever you're with and move over to them. So we're going to kind of go over that. Like I said, there are some changes, some affect in certain insurance companies more than others. So we're going to kind of go over that. I'll give you a little sneak preview on that here later on in the show. So again, we're going to talk about health insurance, what's happening in Duval County for health insurance and health insurance rates and everything. And then we're going to talk about Medicare, some life insurance, and I don't know what other little notes I might have here. You know, and if you're a retiree, two pieces of insurance that you should get before you turn 65 is a good accident plan and what I call a critical illness plan. They used to be called cancer plans, but now they're critical illness, and so they cover, you know, in the event that you're diagnosed with cancer, heart disease or a heart condition that needs surgery, or you have a heart attack, you can get a payout for that, for cancer, and several other medical conditions. You can get a payout, lump sum payout. So if you're retired and you're going to be turning 65, you really want to get those plans before you turn 65. None of the insurance companies will write an accident plan once you turn 65. You have to have it on the books with them before you're 65. So 64, yes; 65, no. So again, the number to call here on the air is 904-831-0600. If you're a little on the shy side and want to reach out to me, Dan, the insurance man, off the air, feel free. You can do that by calling 904-730-3900. That's 730-3900. And you can reach me at Thomas & Associates. I guess we'll kind of get into it a little bit. We're going to kind of start with Medicare because I don't have too much to say on that subject. I mean, I will next week on Tuesday because it'll be the first day of Medicare, October 1st, and I can talk a little bit more. But there's a few things that have been released, and so I'm going to go ahead and go over that. So
they're pretty strict about that as far as revealing certain things when they go into the
season. Yeah, they want the insurance companies to send out these annual notice of change letters. Mm-hmm. Most people should have already gotten it because we're a week out from October 1st.
Okay.
So
I guess usually, I'll be looking in my mailbox when I get home.
So you should have them. I mean, they should be, or if you haven't received it, it should be on its way. So like I said, there are kind of some big changes when it comes to Medicare and those things. Again, 30 seconds. So when we come back from the break, I'll go over some of those changes on Medicare, and then we'll move on to health insurance for people that are under 65. Again, if you want to reach out to us on the air with a question, 904-831-0600.
You're listening to Dan, the Insurance Man, right here on Talk Radio WBOB. Dan back with all the information on insurance. you'll need to know.
His wife's words echoed in his mind.
You never fix anything around here.
Well, today that would change. He would fix the water heater. He'd show her that he was the handyman of this house. He was more than capable. Oh, no. Covered it. August 14th, 2008. Talk to farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Call the Jim Jordan Farmers Agency at 904-500-3900 for a quote today.
The Wright Brothers, Laurel and Hardy, Ben and Jerry. History has shown that the right partner can make all the difference. The right partner provides expertise in the craft and the experience to deliver amazing results. Thomas & Associates in Jacksonville has been providing families with insurance guidance for almost 50 years. American Integrity Insurance is proud to partner with Dan Tuchman and the team at Thomas & Associates, providing Jacksonville with reliable, affordable home insurance, voters insurance, golf cart coverage, and more. At American Integrity, we're Floridians too, so we know the unique challenges Florida homeowners face. And we have the financial strength to help you when you need us most. Couple that strength and experience with hardworking local agents like Dan, and you've got a partnership you can count on. Give Dan a call at 904-730-3900 and see how easy and affordable switching your home coverage to American Integrity can be.
You have probably heard it said that where the head goes, the body will follow, meaning what we think is most important. I tend to believe differently, that where the feet go, the body will follow. In other words, as someone else has well said, it's easier to behave your way into a new way of thinking than to think your way into a new way of behaving. For instance, if you've lost that loving feeling towards someone in your life, I suggest you follow Paul's advice in 1 Corinthians 13. If you will act lovingly, the feelings will follow in time. This is David Jeremiah, encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's priority concerning actions on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com and get your roadmap for life. That's Route66Life.com. Route 66, start your journey home today.
With the answers to all of your insurance questions, let's get back to Dan the Insurance Man on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
And as a reminder, that phone-in number, if you have any insurance question on any topic besides the topic that Dan is bringing up, it's 904-831-0600. That's our in-studio line, 831-0600. Now back to Dan the Insurance Man.
Hey, good afternoon, Jacksonville. Thanks, AJ. All right, so I told you I was going to kind of give you a little tease about Medicare. So some big changes for SilverScript, which is a prescription drug, a company that puts out prescription drugs, prescription drug plans for people. Some very big changes are going to be happening with people that are on the SilverScript, that use SilverScript for their prescription drug plans. So be aware, you'll be getting a letter from SilverScript. It actually might come from Aetna now, although I think they are still branding them as the plans as SilverScript, but SilverScript or CVS and Aetna kind of merged. So I'm not sure if those letters are going to be branded as SilverScript or they might be branded as Aetna, but They're going to come in. They're going to talk about the big changes that are happening to the SilverScript prescription drug plans. Humana is having some big changes to a couple of their plans. They're retiring one plan, another plan. They're moving all of their enrollees that are on that current plan to a new plan because the formularies match up and. So that's a big thing. So if you're on if you've got Humana, you'll be getting a letter again through that annual notice of change, telling you that potentially telling you that either A, the plan you're on has been retired and there's a new plan that you're going to be automatically transferred into, or that you were on a plan and that they have made major major changes to the formulary of medications, and so they are transferring you to a another plan where the formularies are more closely matched to what you're used to. So that's something to take into account. Again, if you have any questions about that, feel free to give me a call either here on the air or off the air at the office. That's Thomas & Associates, and that number again is 904-730-3900. Medicare allows me to start talking about those changes and specifics October 1st. So a week from today, you can actually start having in-depth conversations. Big changes to Florida Blue. Again, they are retiring some prescription drug plans from their portfolio. United Healthcare has made some changes to their plans as well. So this is going to be a year, I guess, as you could say, this is kind of a year of change, more so than previous years.
Yeah, and it looks like, now, being a little bit familiar with it, that looks like if you're on Social Security, for instance, that they have the last few years started taking out a little bit larger chunks for those Advantage plans. And I don't know if that's part of the adjustment in there or what's going to be happening, although you can't really discuss it till next week.
Well, you know, when it comes to Social Security, the rules are different than Medicare. So what you're talking about, AJ, is the Part B premium.
Right, that premium amount has been coming up now, and they may be changing. Like you're saying that they cover the pharmaceutical part with Social Security if you either get Medicare, because you have to get Medicare at 65. That's the law, right?
It is, unless you are on a unless you're still working and your employer offers group health insurance.
Then you don't have to. Oh, I see.
Because you already have what's known as credible coverage. Your employer is providing credible coverage.
And as long as you have that, you're exempt.
That is correct.
So there's no penalty for enrolling late then.
That is correct. Okay. Because you'll be able to provide evidence and proof that you were on a group employer plan.
Right.
The Part B premium, it's currently $135.50. For new enrollees, I believe that's going to go up a little bit. I think it's only going up 50 cents, but I'm not positive on that. Please don't hold me to that.
Yeah, 50 cents would be okay.
another thing that's going to be changing is the Medicare Part B deductible, which is currently $185. I believe that's going up a little bit too. I don't know how much. I believe it's going up to either $186 or $187. Mm. So it's not a major, increase, but it's a little bit of an increase.
Right.
The biggest thing that's happening is if you're thinking about getting a supplement plan, like a Plan F, the Plan F is being retired as of January 1st, 2020. So if you're turning 65, after January 1, 2020, the Plan F is no longer available to you.
And that supplement, basically, for those that might not be into it yet as far as the details, I guess that covers any overruns or costs, kind of makes it more affordable in the long run, right?
Yeah, it is. You know, you pay a monthly premium, but with the way Plan F worked, when you went to the doctor, you didn't pay anything, no co-pays. Mm-hmm. You had to go into the hospital. There's no bill from the hospital
for
whatever
it was.
So it
protected you for those unknown expenses.
Correct. So again, Plan F is being retired as of January 1st, 2020, for anybody who's turning 65 on or after January 1st, 2020. And then Plan C is also being retired under the same rules.
No, is that only for new enrollees, or is it grandfathered in for present enrollees?
It's grandfathered in. If you're already on it, you're grandfathered in. And if you have already turned 65 prior to January 1st, 2020, mm-hmm. the plan is still available to you.
Oh, I see.
So So if you're already 65, you're okay.
Right.
You can still get it. But if you're not, then it's not going to be available to you.
So that Plan F, now if you wanted to, could you still enroll in that this year if you're already, but you don't have it, say, and you're over 65?
Yeah. Before, it doesn't matter. It's available up until December 31st, 2019.
Because your new plan, no matter what you decide, is going to roll over on the 1st of January. So you can make that adjustment. Okay.
That is correct. So again, you're grandfathered in. Once you're enrolled in it, you're grandfathered in. You can't lose it. They won't take it away from you or anything along those lines. Don't let anybody scare you to say that, you know, your Plan F is going away and you have got to pick a new plan. That's not true. You'll always be able to keep it. You're always allowed if you're grandfathered in, you're always allowed to keep it.
All right. So don't be intimidated by somebody who might be some heavy sales tactic there.
That's correct, because that's all it is. It's going to be a heavy sales tactic to try to get you to switch. So again, come October 1st, I can talk a little bit more in depth about some of these changes. But the best I can do today is kind of tease you a little bit that some of these changes are going to be happening. So again, if you have a phone, if you have a question, don't hesitate. Give us a call here on the air, 904-831-0600. If you're a little shy and want to reach me off the air, you can do that through Thomas and Associates. Ask for Dan Dan, the insurance man, when you call. And that phone number is 904-730-3900. So kind of moving forward, I'm going to touch on some health insurance for people who are going to be under the age of 65 and can qualify for health insurance. And where are we here? We are. So in Duval County, there are going to be, I believe there's three companies in Duval, four companies, three, four. Let me see. That's Alachua. That's Clay. Here's Duval. Duval County will have four companies offering health insurance in Duval County.
And those for younger than 65.
That's correct.
Right. So I guess they would have to be on the affordable health care plan.
That is correct. That is correct. So there are going to be four companies offering health insurance for 2020 in Duval County. And I'm going to name those companies off. They're not in any particular order. So don't take any meaning. I'm just reading these off.
That's a disclaimer.
This is a disclaimer. So there's a new company called Bright Health. There's going to be Florida Blue, which is in all 67 counties in the state of Florida.
Mm-hmm. Large presence here.
That's correct. There's a company called Centene, which they market their plans as Ambetter, and then there's a company called Molina Healthcare, which has a bigger presence down in South Florida, but they have kind of expanded. All of these companies have kind of expanded their presence in Florida a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Bright Health, they're brand new. So I will say this: I don't know anything about them just yet. But I warn everybody: don't make yourself a guinea pig.
You should investigate all these companies.
That is correct. You should investigate all of these companies, and we'll go over these companies a little bit more because I hear the music. So I don't want to get too far into talking about them. So again, if you have a question and you want to ask it on the air, you can do that at 904-831-0600, or if you have a question for me, Dan Dan, the insurance man, off the air, 904-730-3900.
All right. Thanks, Dan. Dan Dan, the insurance man, he'll be back with all the information he's promising you in just a few minutes right here. Talk Radio WBOB.
600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump is asserting that a formal impeachment inquiry by House Democrats would be, quote, a positive for me, unquote. Mr. Trump is reacting to news that Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced an impeachment inquiry following reports that Mr. Trump may have sought a foreign government's help in his reelection bid. He says the country is doing the best it's ever done and that Democrats are going to lose next year's elections if they pursue impeachment. In a decision that badly undermines Boris Johnson's authority, Britain's Supreme Court has ruled unanimously that he broke the law by suspending Parliament. The court blamed Johnson for squelching legitimate scrutiny of his Brexit plan. The historic move by Britain's highest court offered a ringing endorsement of Parliament's sovereignty and slapped down what it viewed as Johnson's attempt to use executive power to silence the legislature. More details at srnnews.com.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good afternoon, I'm Nikki Whaley. A man is heard after a shooting overnight in North Jacksonville. The unidentified victim was found laying last night in the street on Hart Road. There's no word of his condition, and JSO says his injuries are life-threatening. With the old Davenport Park carousel dismantled and on its way back to Port Charlotte, there's a grassroots effort from St. Augustine neighbors to bring a mid-century carousel to the park to take its place. According to Action News Jax, Catherine Delio and John Reardon, they presented their early plans to the city commissioners last night. The two say it would cost somewhere around $90,000. Delio says she's been talking to carousel distributors and they've been discussing prices. She said they're more than willing to sell if we raise the funds and get the city's approval. John Reardon has set up a GoFundMe page under St. Augustine Love Carousel. So far, they've raised a little over $1,200. Their goal is $100,000. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
You're seeing some big delays because of an accident on Bay Meadows Road heading east at I-95, blocking the right lane there. Also, there's a crash on I-95 at the southbound ramp to Emerson Street and a disabled vehicle on the east beltway, 295 northbound at the Dames Point Bridge, blocking the left lane. Mostly clear tonight. Expect the low 67. Wednesday, sunny. High 93.
It was the strongest storm ever to make landfall on the Bahamas. Hurricane Dorian claimed lives, destroyed homes, and wiped out infrastructure. But there is hope in the midst of this tragedy. Chaplains from the Billy Graham Rapid Response Team are there. Would you pray for those affected by Dorian and for the chaplains who are ministering to them? Learn more about the Billy Graham Rapid Response Team at BillyGrahamRRT.org. That's BillyGrahamRRT.org.
Hi, it's Mac with Baker Glass. If you're having trouble finding a clear option for that new shower enclosure or a replacement for that fog glass, then call the Baker Boys or find us at BakerGlassInc.com. That's BakerGlassInc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better. Hi, this is Mac with Baker Glass, where we use our more than 32 years of experience to provide a complete glass service to all of our customers and a clear choice for you. See for yourself at BakerGlassInc.com. That's BakerGlassInc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better.
Tis the season of high winds, thunderstorms, and hurricanes. Hey, it's Johnny the voiceover guy for SNC Square Roofing. You all know that SNC Square Roofing replaced my roof, but what you might not know is that it was replaced due to wind damage. Steve over at SNC Square worked directly with the insurance company, filed all the necessary paperwork, and there were zero headaches. The storm season is here, and so is SNC Square Roofing. Don't call any roofer, call my roofer, SNC Square Roofing, 524-8621. That's 524-8621.
Now, back to Dan, the insurance man, your go-to guy for all of your insurance questions on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
It's that time of year again, and we've got some great insurance information. Dan is talking about health insurance, so let's get back to Dan. Dan?
Hey, thanks, AJ, and good afternoon, Jacksonville. We are back from our, was the midpoint break.
Already, that's right. Already halfway through.
That's right. So we were talking about health insurance. So up here in Northeast Florida, we are talking. All right. So I kind of went over Duval, St. Johns County. If you live in St. Johns County and you're listening to the radio, There are two health insurance companies available to you in St. Johns County in 2020. One of them is of course, Florida Blue, because, again, they're in all 67 counties in the state of Florida. And then the other company is called Florida Healthcare Plans. Okay. It's also known as FHCP. That's Frank House Cat Paul. And so they're moving into St. Johns County.
And you have to go through either one of those?
If you're under the age of 65 and you're going through the Affordable Care Act, to try to qualify for a subsidy, those are going to be your two companies available.
So you have those two gateways, basically.
That's correct.
Okay.
You'll be able to choose between those two. If you live in Clay County, will have three companies in Clay County for 2020. The Bright Health, which again is a new company that's moved up into the Northeast Florida area. Centene, which sells their plans as Ambetter, and of course Florida Blue.
Right, right. Any info on Nassau County there?
Nassau County, I believe, is just going to be Florida Blue for 2020.
So Florida Blue has really got us covered.
Yes. So you know, the more populated the county, the greater the competition that's going to be in that county. The lesser populated counties, I want to say Baker, Putnam,
Flagler.
Flagler's got some good population.
Because you have the Palm Coast there, right?
But when you start getting kind of into the Central Florida area and you start going out onto the Panhandle,
right? Some of those more rural counties.
The more rural counties will have basically just have Florida Blue available to them. Now, if you're not going through the Affordable Care Act and you're not trying to get any kind of subsidy for your health care plan because maybe you make too much money or you don't want to go through the Affordable Care Act, there's some other right. health insurance options that are available.
And of course, under 65, those are mostly active working people. So they would, in many cases, still have insurance through their employers, correct?
That is correct. And then, again, for 2020, the federal government enacted a waiver that basically said, hey, we're not going to force group insurance to end. So it continues on for another year.
That's probably good news to a lot of people.
Well, it is, especially to big companies like AT&T and Verizon, who you know, they use that as a way of enticing
employees as part of the benefits package.
That's correct. So, which, by the way, if you're a small business owner, you can do the same thing these big companies do and use health insurance benefits to entice people to come work for you as well. You have to look at it as an investment in your company. If you have questions and you want to know, you know, hey, what could I possibly offer, you know, don't hesitate. Reach out, 904-730-3900. That's off the air. If you have a question on the air, 904-831-0600. Again, there are some changes to the health insurance plans coming up for 2020. The deductible amounts have gone up, the out-of-pocket maximums have gone up. That is because our politicians have no clear understanding on health insurance, and when they created the Affordable Care Act as a law and then passed it into a law, they pegged these certain aspects of the health insurance plans to inflation. So, which is why every year since the beginning of the Affordable Care Act in 2014, when the first plan was sold, that the deductibles and the out-of-pocket maximums go up every year. It's because the law says, hey, you have to use inflation and you have to increase these numbers by the rate of inflation. So that's why the deductibles and the out-of-pocket maximums are getting higher and higher. Thank the politicians in Washington, mostly Democrats, because I don't believe any Republicans voted for the law. So you know, that's something that you can send to your congressmen and women and your state senators as well. That you know, hey, you could make some changes to the law to correct some little deficiencies here and there. Again, some changes definitely coming to health insurance. You know, one of the biggest changes, which I think is a really important one and one I'm really, really happy about. It uses the initials ABA. That's Alpha Bravo Alpha. What it really is, it references people with autism, mostly, and of course that's mostly children now. And what it does is it has Florida Blue. This is something that's Florida Blue centric. I don't think any of the other companies have done this, but Florida Blue has turned around and they've added this autism therapy, and have contracted with some of the facilities that you would take your child to for autism therapy. And they're now part of the network, and they're paid for by the plan, just like any other type of mental health issue. And so you get to go, you can take your child to a facility that helps children with autism, and it's covered under the plan. You may have to meet the deductible, you may have a copay or coinsurance, depending on the plan you have. But it's now covered, whereas before it was never covered. It always had to be paid out of pocket. So it's a huge, huge change. And I think it's a very positive one as well. So, you know, parents, if you're listening out there, or grandparents, if you're listening out there, you know, and you have questions about this, you know, give me a call on the air. I'm happy to talk to you about it. It's 904-831-0600 here on the air. Or if you want to have a family member reach out to me off the air, you reach out to Dan, the insurance man at Thomason Associates at 904-730-3900.
So that seems like an awesome development, really.
It is for people
in that situation.
Oh, yeah. It is an absolutely fantastic development. I don't know how many times I talk to people last year who said, oh, my child has autism, I need to get them on a plan that will cover and pay for some of the autism therapy, and it wasn't available. None of the insurance companies, as far as I know, Florida Blue is the only company that's going to be offering this expanded therapy. So that's absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, positive development, I would
yes,
say.
Yes, absolutely. So again, that's a big, like I said, that's a big change. There are some other changes with the Affordable Care Act, but minor ones. I don't think there's anything that because they're so minor, they don't really stick out in my head. they probably should, but they don't, like I said.
Not at this moment.
Not at this moment. And I hear the music. So that
saved by the music.
That's right. So about 60 seconds, and then we're going to be going into our third break.
Third break already. You got one more.
Wow.
One more segment. Quarter hour here.
And so you know what? We come back from the break. I'm going to go over some life insurance and maybe like the critical illness and accident plans again here at the last break. And 30 seconds. Thank you, AJ.
Oh, you're welcome.
So again, if you have questions for me on the air, 904-831-0600. or off the air, reach out to Dan, the insurance man at Thomas & Associates at 904-730-3900.
Back to Dan in just a couple seconds, so hang on in. Some important information upcoming.
The forensic analyst searched for clues to the house fire.
Could that be...
starch? Suddenly it came together. The fire was started by...
an over-microwaved potato?
Covered. July 25th, 2015. Talk to farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Call the Jim Jordan Farmers Agency at 904-500-3900 for a quote today.
Over the past 2 years, your home has likely increased considerably in value. In fact, depending on where you live and many other factors, your home has probably increased at least 10% in the last 24 months. And many homes are appraising at increases of 25% or more. So, are you insured for the difference? If you haven't requoted your home insurance lately, the answer could be no. Requote your home today with American Integrity's online quote tool. It's fast, stress-free, and completely anonymous. And best of all, it's free. At American Integrity, we're Floridians just like you, so we know that a big storm isn't a matter of if, but when. And we have the financial strength to help you when you need us most. If you've never compared rates on your home insurance, don't wait. There's a chance you might not be insured for the true value of your home. Visit WeProtectJacksonville.com to use our free online quote tool. Get a free quote today at WeProtectJacksonville.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow. My passion has always been to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. Radio has helped MyPillow become the amazing company that it is today. My employees and I want to thank you with some of the best discounts on my products ever. Just go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Here you will find deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, sheets, and so much more. For example, the body pillows are normally $89.99, but with your promo code, you can get them for just $29.99. And remember, all my pillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty.
Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, and get deep discounts on all my pillow products, including the body pillow, for only $29.99. Enter promo code WBOB or call 800-950-9024 for these great radio specials.
Your go-to guy for all of your insurance questions. Let's get back to Dan, the Insurance Man, on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
It's all about health and life insurance, all the topics you can think about with insurance. If you have any questions, give Dan a call once again. And that number here to WBOB, the call-in line, 904-831-0600. Dan?
All right. Thanks, AJ. All right, so we're gonna talk about some life insurance and some maybe an accident and critical illness plan. I do want to do a shout out to a couple of my show sponsors, Jim Jordan, the Farmers Jim Jordan Agency, who pay for some advertising here on the radio show, and then American Integrity, who helps sponsor the program so that you can listen to me talk for an hour about insurance, not the sexiest subject in the world, but they pony up and help defer some of the costs. So I want to say thank you to American Integrity and again to the Jim Jordan Farmers Agency who also helps defray the costs of the radio program a little bit with a sponsorship. So. Moving forward, we're going to talk about a little bit of life insurance here. There are, again, the biggest issue I have with life insurance right now is that people still think it's unaffordable. People think that, I didn't get it when I was younger, when I was supposed to, and now I can't afford it. Well, that's not true. Everybody can afford life insurance. It's just how you buy it, and it's also depending on what you're trying to accomplish with it. If you're saying, I need $1 million policy, well, that's great. You need $1 million policy. That doesn't mean it's not affordable to you. It just means that we have to figure out how to get you what you know, maybe you don't need $1 million policy. Maybe a $500,000 policy gets the job done and you're thinking a million, but that's not necessarily the case. Maybe you have type 2 diabetes and you say no insurance company will ever write me a policy. Well, that's not true either. Insurance companies are not made equally. They are all different, just like we are as people. They are run differently and they have different different focuses on the type of insurance that they want to issue. There's one life insurance company I know that you can't get a term policy with them if it's not a minimum of $100,000 benefit, death benefit. And they have another term policy that has a minimum purchase of $250,000 on the benefit. So if you're not willing to get 250 or you're not willing to get 100, you're not going to get a term policy through this company. I have another company who will write a term policy for $50,000. So, you know, and it's just a little bit different. I have other companies that love to insure type 2 diabetics. That's their focus. People with a chronic medical condition and but the medical history will show that they manage their chronic medical condition.
So for people in most situations, there is something usually available.
Yes, there is. Just a couple of weeks ago, mm-hmm. I wrote a life insurance policy for somebody who was undergoing cancer treatments.
Right, and some people think once that diagnosis has come through, it's tough to get help.
That's correct. Now, do most insurance companies write that? Absolutely not. Most insurance companies are going to be like, nope, that's an automatic decline. They've either had a history of cancer, or that's too new. It hasn't gone out far enough.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're going through cancer treatment.
Right.
So, but you know what? There are insurance companies that will issue you a policy if you're even if you're going through
like chemo,
chemotherapy or something like that, or radiation mm-hmm. therapy, they will still write you a policy. Now they will put some restrictions on it. They'll mm-hmm. say that, you know, hey, if you pass away within the first 2 years of your cancer treatment, all they're going to do is refund the premiums you paid plus 10% interest. Which, by the way, if you look at it from which is still a benefit. Your family doesn't lose out, but they do get the premiums back plus 10% more.
But you'd have to live beyond that 2 years if that's when you enroll.
From a medical condition. However, if you're crossing the street and you get hit by a bus,
you should be covered, right?
It will cover. It will pay the death benefit, the full death benefit. Those restrictions are typically only for medical conditions, not for accidents. So you get on a plane and the plane crashes and dies.
That's an accident.
That's an accident.
Right.
It's not your fault. It wasn't due to a medical condition. Therefore, the insurance policy will pay out. So, you know, those are just things that people need to be aware of. Up until recently, there was even an insurance company that was writing insurance for people that are HIV positive.
Wow.
And this company was offering term health insurance, or term life insurance, where you could get, you know, up to $250,000 of death benefit.
Now, I imagine there were some kind of restrictions involved, but
there were not. There were not.
That's pretty surprising.
It is surprising, isn't it? So that's why I try to tell people, it doesn't matter what's wrong with you. You need to reach out and talk to somebody about life insurance, because the truth is, it's probably affordable to you. Something is going to be affordable to you. You know, if you come to if a person comes to me and they say, Dan, I can only, you know, I only have $100 a month. I don't even think that you know, I don't know what can I get for that? Can
That's
I even get anything? That's
be,
what I have
right.
available. Mm-hmm. That's great. We'll work it backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Let's find out. You got to find out what, you know, what are you trying to accomplish with this $100? Do you want to leave money for someone? Do you want to pay off a boat? Do you mm-hmm. want to pay off a car? Do you want to make sure that the house is paid off? What is this $100 supposed to accomplish? Then we can find out what life insurance policies are out there, what companies are out there that can work within that budget.
Right. So if you're looking to protect your family and you've gotten to the point where that's becoming more of an issue, maybe you're getting a little older and it's still not too late to get that life insurance, is it?
It is not. That's one of the nice things about it. And like I said, over the last 30 years, life insurance premiums have only gone down because people are living longer, and the actuarial rates, they're adjusted downwards. So that's a strong positive.
Mm-hmm.
That is a strong positive that the rates go down. As a matter of fact, there's even things that the insurance companies are doing now that they never used to do in the past. Is now you can actually get a life insurance policy that will double as a long-term care insurance policy. So the death benefit that you're getting on the life insurance
mm-hmm.
will function and pay out X amount per month to pay for long-term care if you have to go into a nursing home.
So that assists with that, right?
Right.
And then if the particular person happened to pass away, it would also be pay out in the life insurance.
That is correct. Portion.
So that's a double coverage, really, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. So you know, in your example, AJ, let's say somebody goes into the into a nursing home and for sake of illustration, they have a life insurance policy that will pay out $500,000.
Okay.
And they go into a nursing home and it costs, let's say $9,000 a month is for a really nice nursing home.
Right.
Costs about $9,000 a month. They go in there for, what are we talking? That's 90. It's about $108,000 a year
mm-hmm.
in nursing home costs.
Mm-hmm.
They're in there for 2 years paying $9,000 a month. So they've
like about $220,000.
So about $220,000, and then they pass away.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're still $260,000 left in the death benefit that gets paid out to the family.
So that's how the $500,000 is covered. Oh, I see. Very
that's
good.
Correct.
Yeah, that's a good, great illustration.
So again, life insurance is not impossible. There are ways now to get your. To get your life insurance, to get yourself covered with life insurance, you know, and again, critical illness, that's your cancer policy. Oh, and I see 30 seconds. So you know what? We're on the last segment. So
already.
So instead of going, I'm going to pick up where I left off, and I'm going to go over the critical illness and the accident policies and stuff next week.
Yeah, we'll start it next month.
That's right.
Oh, because it'll be the 1st of October.
October. So, again, if you have any questions for me off the air, Thomas & Associates, 904-73.